Warning, this episode contains themes of maturity and sexuality that may be unsuitable to viewers age 13 and under. Listen at your own discretion.
The opinions expressed on Too Much Information are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey, remember that time when—
Stop! That's way too much information.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cho.
And I'm Liesl.
And you're listening to
Too Much Information. So last episode, we talked about love. And this episode, I'm actually really excited because we're going to be talking about our Hear Me Outs. And we have two special guests, Lucy and Dia. Woo! Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Starting with Dia? Yep.
Okay, hi. My name is Dia. What do I say?
What program are you in? What do you like?
Okay, I'm in psychology. I'm in my second year at TMU. And I'm minoring in criminology.
What do you like to do for fun?
Okay, well, I love to listen to music. I love going thrifting. I love eating. And I love, like, figure skating, dancing, things like that, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. Odette told me you were a figure skater, and I was like, how did I not know
that? Yeah, I used to skate, like, competitively. Lots of skating lore.
Cool. That's so cool. The way I didn't even know that. Okay, wait, how did we meet?
Oh, okay, I think that we met in orientation week.
I think it was orientation.
Yeah. Well, mainly the way that we met was just the fact that we both lived in residence in first year and we had friends in common. Like, we probably honestly met through Lucy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, we met through Lucy because I remember we hung out the first time through Lucy and then you were like, we need to hang out one-on-one. And then, you know, an angel was born.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, Lucy, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi. Okay, so my name's Lucy. I'm a second year journalism student, Black Studies minor.
I
love collecting records, going to galleries, museums, thrifting. I don't like— why did I bring that up? I don't know why I don't like.
Well, what do you not like?
No, that's important.
I hate smelly things. I just stink in general, you know? Yeah, that's me.
You probably hate the CS majors.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Building stinks, bro.
So me and Lucy met first year because we were in the same dorm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we met at Mario Kart night. Shout out to Dylan.
Mario Kart.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was really fun. We need to play Mario Kart again together. And last time we hung out was literally yesterday night in one of my roommate's rooms, and we were watching Saltburn, which we haven't finished.
I haven't
Salt
watched
Saltburn. Saltburn was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Don't spoil it. Okay, moving on to our first topic, which is, what is everyone's type? So last episode, me and Cho kind of discussed this already. So we're just going to give like a brief recap, which is like, I mean, you guys already know this. I'm into like alt-looking people. I'm into like emos. Oh my God.
You love your little emos.
Yeah, Roderick Heffley. Yeah, shout out to Roderick Heffley.
Just a little emo girl. Just
I'm in love with an emo girl.
They laugh at me because I'm emo.
But yeah, I think I like people with like piercings and like tattoos and like with massive eyeliner because I just think that's really
attractive.
Just so emo. Yeah, also like people, but I also really like it when like they have a tough appearance and they kind of have like a soft and like kind of like sweet personality, like Golden Retriever. And Cho is into?
I'm into happy people. Just like people who are like—
that's so wholesome.
Golden Retrievers.
Honestly, yeah.
And people who are just really nice to me.
Aww.
If they give me like attention and like care, I'll probably fall for them.
Cho's like a cat, you know? Like she won't like show
it,
but she's super loyal.
I want in people what I don't have, so I'll look for qualities that I feel like I want to have, like I want to be good at, like maybe if I want to be good at playing an instrument or like being good at like
guys
in some kind of media field, and if they're really good at that, I'll be like, oh my God, you're so cool.
Oh, wait, guys, if anyone is listening to this and they're like a girl who plays electric guitar, go hit up Cho.
Oh my God, please.
Okay, DF, do you want to go? What's your normal type?
Okay, my normal type, well, in personality, I feel like I like people that are like really adventurous and like outgoing and like also caring and sweet. I don't really like people that, like, you know, mess you around, or I don't like people that want to play games. Like, don't play with me, you know, like, be real. And especially, like, I just like people that I feel like if I was going to be with them, it would be like such a like strong partnership. Like, and, you know, it wouldn't be like two separate people trying to like coexist. It would just be like, you know, you can like, you know, it's just like someone that you can like 100% rely on. And, like, appearance-wise, I don't know. I just like hot girls, guys. Hit me up.
Yeah.
I really like femme girls. I'm very much, like, hashtag femme for femme.
Femme for femme.
Yes, femme for femme. Ew. Okay, Lucy, what about you?
My type, I think I just like people who are, well, one, like, taller than me, which isn't, like, a big ask, you know? Well. but, like, at least, like, you know, a head or two taller than me, which is, you know, really cute. As for, like, personality, I guess, like, I low-key, can I say F with?
Yeah, you can say.
Okay. I low-key F with, you know, like, kind of like losers.
Yeah.
And, you know, people who are, you know, sweet, caring, but also we have like the same like general niche interests, which sounds really annoying, but like, you get what I mean?
No,
like,
that's so
if I'm talking about like one specific album and you're like, oh, I don't know what that is.
You need someone that matches your feet.
Yeah, but like not too much, but like, you know, like a good middle ground where it's like you can still show me new things, but like I don't have to explain every small thing that I'm into.
And then
and
you're not trying to out like stan each other.
Exactly.
Just, like, out stan? That sounds horrible.
Hey.
Talk to her.
This is low-key talk to her.
Yo, oh my God, this is literally talk to
her. Let me talk to her, baby girl. Yeah. Please.
No, but like we
let me talk to a you.
Yeah,
let me talk to a you.
Oh my God.
You could talk to a me any time you want.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, guys, so for our next topic, we're getting into the meat of it. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do our hear me outs, but we're gonna do this in like rounds, so it's kind of like a little game. So round one, we start with slightly unhinged, and then as the rounds progress, it keeps getting more and more unhinged until there's a clear winner of who has the worst taste among all of us. Okay, among us. So round one, who wants to start?
Okay, I'll go.
Oh, and actually Lucy. Okay, Lucy's way too excited about this. Let's go, Lucy.
Okay, so this is like really, really tame. Like,
yeah,
this is like nothing. Yeah, okay. Lego Sheep from Beastars.
Oh my God,
that's
I was gonna
so
say,
normal.
I was
exactly
say
like
I was
gonna I
know,
but
I get it.
No, I high key need that, you know?
Yeah. What like
he's
why?
He's tall.
Hashtag need that.
He's,
hashtag,
you know, kind of a bum. He is kind of freaky.
He's kind of a loser.
But like not too freaky, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's also
respectful.
Like he's a reasonable freak.
Exactly.
He's nice, he's sweet.
Exactly.
But he's also like tall and like hot.
Yeah.
Very.
I might have a thing for wolves. Like I'm just,
that's
I'm
real.
Wait,
like,
guys, my name means pack of wolves. So
that's so cool.
That explains
that's
why
so
you know
that
that's
why
so
you're like
sense.
A Sigma, like an
so
alpha
like,
wolf. Sigma. You're so Sigma.
You're so Sigma.
Okay, wait. Do you have who's yours?
Okay, we'll start easy as well, I guess. And I feel like this is so basic because honestly everyone else in the world probably agrees. But that red fish from Shark Tale.
Oh my God.
Angelina Jolie.
And like, you know what? And Angelina Jolie herself too. Like, isn't she bisexual?
Yeah, she is.
She knows
mommy
what she's
hit
doing.
Me.
Like, no, that is literally mommy. Like, I don't usually like old people, but she could get it.
Oh,
probably her older
Absolutely.
True.
Okay, you know that's fair.
Didn't she keep someone's blood in her necklace?
Mine, yeah.
Yeah.
She asked him, like, you know, it's fine. It's
fine.
You're like, as long as you're keeping me on display, it's okay.
Lucy just kind of, like, you know, took her blood out, like, nonchalantly and was like, you can't.
Yeah, you know, nonchalant drug head.
Yeah, that's literally you. So, what about you, Cho?
Okay, mine is really, really basic and lame, but He's been my crush since sixth grade, guys.
Oh, so this is a historical one.
This is like historical crush. Mm-hmm. So mine is Nick Wilde.
Yeah.
And it's pretty obvious because I already said I think I have a thing for foxes and wolves. I just think they're sick, guys. And it's like the Nick Wilde thing. Like, I know some people are like, why are you a freak? Like, he's an animal. Like, he's
why
a
are
fox.
You a freak?
But like, but like his eyebrows, like, have you seen his eyebrows? Like, yeah. Have you seen
his voice?
His expressions, his voice, like
his voice.
He's so like he keeps teasing Judy and I'm like, that's so teasing like odd. He's like he's like playful, he's like flirty, and like his aura,
his sigma aura.
Positive aura.
Sigma aura.
Wait, can like, I say something?
He's so charismatic.
You can say something.
You
so
low-key good. Look like you would be into Nick Wilde. Like in a good way. I don't know.
Oh,
but like you look like you would be. Like when you said Nick Wilde, I'm like, okay. Yeah.
I'm just like I like people who are like kind of confident and has like charisma, and they're like, kind of
she likes people with massive W-ris.
Yeah, and he's
with
like
sigma aura.
Yeah, and he's just like
the Huzz.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's just like spam anything.
I just feel like I feel like you're saying I'm kind of like a Judy, which is a
low key
compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, I see that.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So mine is also pretty basic. It's the Hugh Jackman Easter Bunny.
Oh my god. No, you're so real.
Well, yes.
You're
well,
so
yes.
real.
Well, yes. Well,
yes. I feel like I'm like so pop culture unliterate. Or maybe I'm just
you haven't
freak.
Seen him? Wait, hold on.
I haven't seen him.
Yeah. He's like buff, dude. And
he's
tall.
So fine,
he's
bro.
6 foot. And he's so fine. And he has like Hugh Jackman's like Australian troll. And I'm like,
I was in denial about it when I watched Rise of the Guardians. I was like, why am I kind of
right?
As I grew up, I've come to terms with the fact that he's hot.
I think Jack Frost is not the same movie as Jack Frost. I think Jack Frost is kind of fine.
I was so confused when I watched the first time.
I'll save this for the next one, but I have something to say.
No, but he's like a premium twink. Like Jack Frost is a premium.
Jack Frost is in the same vein as Gojo. They're like white haired
twinks. Gojo,
I love them.
Is Gojo twinky? I don't think he's
Gojo. For calling him a twink.
Gojo
like,
is
he was a twink. He was
Gojo
a twink.
Like round one was great. So round two, we're going to Lucy. First.
Okay, you guys might need to look this one up so you know phone's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Irving B from Severance.
Wait, who?
Irving B?
I watched Severance.
The old
yes,
guy.
Yes, I know Irving B.
He's
I
so
love him.
Fine.
No, I love him, but mine would be Milchick.
He's not hearing me out, though. He's just hot.
Milchick is just hot.
Irving B.
But
how do you spell
Irving
B?
Irving B is like,
is it just like
classy.
Just a B.
Irving B is classy.
I
hot.
Need him.
He's like elite
I will take
hot.
Care of him. I will make love to him.
Will you comb his mustache?
I will.
Every morning.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh my god, you're gonna comb his
too.
Little mustache.
And I'll like,
little mustache.
Feed him apple
and mess
sauce,
it up.
And I
oh
will
my god.
Give him little forehead kisses.
No, like, I agree.
I will. Mm-hmm.
I
will.
Think he has that old man aura. Like,
yeah. And like
that.
The retirement
need
home,
that.
You know.
Hashtag need that.
Alive.
Hashtag need that.
Hashtag need that.
True.
Guys, we would definitely win the diversity awards.
Oh, the EDI?
Yeah.
That's
guys,
a thing.
We're so EDI.
Yeah,
we're
like that's like the that's
we're
the
so
thing.
EDI.
It's wow. the it basically the TARAs is like yeah. the RTA like award like
we time. have a diversity award.
Yeah, that's there's wow. a diversity
okay,
award.
Okay guys, we're gay.
Yeah, can we
I'm
do
black.
That?
We're all people of color. We're all gay.
Yeah, we're
right.
all gay.
What else is there?
We have a
transgender, transsexual, period.
trans rights.
Well, yeah.
Yes, we have all types of Asian. We have all,
we're
types,
all types
of Asian.
All types of Asian.
Sure, yeah.
We cater like, to everybody.
We have all types of LGBT. All the letters L,
yeah.
G,
all
B, and C.
So
bro.
True. I am L and B.
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
B.
Yeah, I think
B.
I'm L.
I switch
B.
around.
I'm L. I'm all of the letters, honestly. It
okay.
depends on how I feel in the day.
So true.
Hey, round two.
No, yeah. We need to continue.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, so on the topic of, you know, the LG barbecue community.
barbecue community is crazy.
My second hear me out, and this is coming from someone who is so, 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 so far left-leaning in terms of left towards women.
Okay. Insane disclaimer.
I would say that my second hear me out is I need a little gay boyfriend. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
I need a little gay. I need a twink. I need a femboy.
I understand.
I need like a real twink. Like that waist will like fit in my hands. Like, mm-hmm. we could have a waist off, like, ooh. Me and the little twink.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how about that?
They're about like 5'4". They could wear like a bunny outfit. Who, the whole shebang. Well, I have one person in mind, I suppose. This is kind of gaggy, I guess. But like, honestly, just anyone that's like this level of high femme, but like in a man or in a male. You know what I mean?
What's her name?
Yeah, like I just need, I'll be the big spoon for them. Like, I don't care. I will, I mean, I'll be every sort of thing for them. Like, let's say that, because I just need one.
I cannot find.
But they all like men, and it's so sad. So,
damn.
Guys, no. I need, can one of the really, really, the most femme twinks? Right, where
guys,
are the bi
twinks? Twinks, please hit me up.
Forget DL Trade. We need DL twinks at this point.
True. Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
Wait. Since we're running out of time, I'm going to just say mine. I don't know how controversial this is, but also, like, if not, then I could just, like, add someone else because there's a whole list. But I really like, Foxy. But I mean specifically Foxy, like, in either FNAF 1 or FNAF 4, where he's, like, crusty and has, like, the claws.
Oh, true. Wait, true. You're right.
Yeah, because
true.
It's, like, I know he would rip me to shreds, but it's also, like, it's so menacing that
I'm, like,
a
little crust?
You know, I
do actually
pirate.
Like a little crust. Like, like, you know, like Robert Pattinson in Twilight. I didn't really get it. But Robert Pattinson in Batman, where he's all crusty
and crusty,
or like, you know, have you guys watched Alice in Borderland?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Arisu, I know that he looks like a little gamer boy who doesn't shower, but I need that. Give me that right now.
Yeah, maybe you win. I don't know.
You win.
No, but
not
I
really.
Get,
see gamer
I
boys.
Foxy.
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Okay, like, not in real life.
Yeah. Hear me out.
Not in real life.
I no, think
like,
you win.
Those people no, that are like attracted to like the guys that will literally just sit on their computer and like they have to get on their lap for them to even notice them. Like that is so
that's
strange.
It,
no, not in real life. Not in real life. Also, Arisu is not really like that. Like, okay, anyway, he develops. Anyway, your turn.
Anyway, well, I get Foxy because my thing for foxes, and also he's like blind in one eye, and I love, I don't know.
What?
Blind
people?
This is like,
are
no,
you
no,
trying
no,
to?
No,
okay.
Okay. You're like, oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying, like,
are you fetishizing?
No, I'm just saying, like, the eye patch is kind of hot. Like,
oh, okay. I thought you were like, oh, I like it when they're like,
no, I don't. Blind. No, I'm not saying splinted. I like it when they're blind. I'm just saying the eye patch is cool.
Okay.
We really are winning the diversity awards. Okay.
Anyway,
round three, because this is probably going to be our final round because we're ready.
Wait.
Oh, really?
It's
this is the last
two.
One?
We have it, me and
oh, yeah.
Wait,
yours. Okay. Yeah,
anyway. Ends are free.
Anyway, okay. My second one is Rodney from Flushed Away. The rat that everyone puts beside the Brat doll. Like, everyone says he's like crusty, but whatever.
That's a twink.
I think he's hot. That's a real twink.
I
think
twink.
He's hot. He's like privileged.
I knew it was this dude. But
then
yeah,
he
that's
gets
a real
flushed
twink.
Down the toilet. And then his hair's like all wet and
I
want to
flush him down my.
And I'm like, that's hot.
Oh.
I don't know. Like him with his like.
That was a joke.
With his white shirt and like with his messy brown hair. And he's like, he's just like a little mouse. And I'm like, I don't know.
No, I get that.
He was kind of hot in that movie. Like, I don't know. Like, he's a little bit of a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This checks out, actually. Okay, guys, round three. Bring your craziest one out.
This is the last one.
This is the last one.
Okay. My last one is a Tuesday afternoon.
You know what?
Oh.
No, because
yes.
My Tuesday afternoons are the worst.
Well, yes.
No, because like my Tuesday afternoons are literally like, because my Tuesdays are always 8-hour workdays, like legit. Like,
well, damn, that sucks. Because like mine are
Tuesday
free.
Used to be like
so
that.
Like my Tuesdays are just like full of whimsy and fun
right.
and
that's
joy.
My Mondays.
So I just like spin around in the grass field.
Yeah, no,
and
today
like,
was so
you know
whimsical
yeah,
for me,
this.
Even though I have an assignment that I should have been doing.
So mine is a washing machine.
Oh.
Because it's going to turn you around.
Yeah. That makes sense. Like, yeah.
No, but it's
you're
also because,
in
guys,
it?
Guys,
like,
guys.
Well, you're stuck
no,
in
no,
it?
No, 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 no.
Oh, guys, show.
First of all, it's going to spin you. And it's also kind of, like,
it's
mysterious.
The right size
and it's, like, cute. You know what I mean?
And it, like, it
like,
turns you around
cute.
And round.
But also.
Oh, well,
it turns you.
It turns you. But also, guys, I read this one fic.
Oh.
I read this one fic.
Oh.
Where basically things were happening like they were how do I say this in like they were tangoing
uh-huh
on
okay
the machine right?
Oh,
like they were dancing like
right
dancing,
yeah.
Okay
right but then like the machine because it like vibrates it, like
okay
do you see the vision
I can see what you're talking about
yeah so that's why it actually awoke something in me when I was reading the fic of course the fic
woke.
Was
whoa
I'm being too woke guys I'll stop obviously, it was Kate Vai from Arcane, because what else would it be?
Oh, okay.
Do you guys see the vision? Like, I got inspired by that, right, and now yeah. I'm like, why is a washing machine kind of mysterious? Why is it kind of like the nonchalant dreadhead that I need in my life?
Low-key, I'm just thinking maybe the boba straw would be hot.
You know, I get it.
That's like, you win for that.
That would be good.
Okay, I'm going to say that in the conclusion.
You win for that.
Is that a bonus?
Like, yeah. Are you sucking the... Oh, my God. Oh. Are you, like, sucking the... into...
Or are you, like, jump hopping on
or
that
Or are you
straw?
Just, like, using the straw?
Yeah.
Like, is like, the whole drink included?
Yeah, the whole drink is included.
So you're just, like...
The whole drink.
You just... actually kind of okay. went for that one.
No, yeah, you win.
No, you win. Sorry.
You win.
Lucy, me and you are retiring.
She wins.
She wins. She wins. Just, like...
And it's going to be sticky, too, because they're sugar.
Okay, guys, so who's the winner?
I think I'm the winner.
Okay.
Because, well...
Do you want to
say... Yeah, everyone already, like, agreed.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you know what? That's fair, yeah. Because anyway, I don't think we could beat that.
I think everyone voted for me. But personally, yeah. I would vote for Liesl.
Oh,
for the washing thing. That's
no, I'd vote for Lucy. Because I know that Lucy's, like, you know...
Guys, maybe
we
the
just,
real...
We really got each other's mind.
Guys, comment down below.
Guys, comment down below. Guys, down maybe the real friends were the freaks we made along the way.
True.
Conclusion, we're just all freaks.
Yeah, we're all just freaky.
No. Job.
Job.
You get freaky with
Rip.
Each other.
We get freaky.
Oh.
Okay, so what did we learn about each other's taste in this episode? What does it say about us as a person? You're really into Fox and Wolves, Cho.
Mm-hmm. I'm into Fox and Wolves and boba straws.
I think Diop just really wants a girlfriend.
Okay. So you hate me.
So do I, though. It's okay. Yes. And Lucy's into old...
Oh.
Old men.
And I'm into washing machines. So,
well,
thank you for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoyed. Thank you, Lucy and Dia, for exposing yourselves. And I like, you know, our next episode is actually going to be about movies, and it's going to be with my roommates. So,
yay!
Thank you
Letterbox.
For listening. And this was
Too Much Information.